Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, Bob Zimmerman is here to take us to the surface of the planet Mars, to the Chinese probe, the People's Republic of China probe, the rover on Mars. When last we spoke of Zhurong, Bob and others were searching for it from orbit. I believe they've had a success. Bob, have you found Zhurong? Is it healthy?
I haven't found it, but the scientists who run Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, they were able to finally tell us where it was. They took a picture from orbit. It's almost identical to the picture that the Chinese Tianwen orbiter took, but the Chinese did not give us any kind of location information with that image, so we had no idea where on the surface it was. Well, the scientists at Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter found it, took the same picture, and that provided the latitude, longitude, so we know where on the surface it is. And I posted on Behind the Black that MRO picture plus a larger mosaic I had put together only a week earlier showing the targeted landing site and some of the interesting geology around that targeted site. And lo and behold, Zhurong actually landed within that mosaic. So now we know where the most interesting things are close to Zhurong. And so that's really the most important point of knowing where it is. We now know. We know, for example, that about 3¾ miles away is a pitted cone. Now, what these are, there's a lot of these in the Utopia Plantation northern lowlands, and they think they're some form of volcanic cone. But were they mud volcanoes involving water and ice, or were they lava volcanoes? That's not really known, it's argued. And so it's a little bit far away for Zhurong unless it ends up lasting for much longer than 3 months on the surface. But that's one of the nearby targets. There's a crater nearby. There's some interesting features on the surface and close to it that it'll reach. But now we at least know where it can head if it should last a long time.
Bob, a puzzle as an amateur consumer of your product. Can we name what it is that made the Chinese choose this particular area to land in? Because you've always explained what's a fascination for curiosity and perseverance are the layers of Mars. Are there layers here? Because it looks pretty uniform.
No. They picked the Utopia Plantation, the northern lowlands, for a few reasons. One, it's relatively flat. It's a safe place to land. It's their first lander rover. They want to play it safe, and that's a perfectly reasonable thing. But the second reason, and the more important scientific reason, is actually quite significant. This is at about 25 degrees latitude, north latitude. And they know that 30 degrees on higher latitudes on Mars, you begin to find a lot of glacial evidence and evidence of near-surface ice. Below 30 degrees latitude, it's not evident. It's not clear. And so they've landed at 25 degrees latitude, and one of their goals is to see if there is underground ice here that's just not visible on the surface. As you get near the equatorial regions, there's no ice visible, but maybe there is underground. And they have ground-penetrating radar to look for that. And so that's one of its goals, and so that's a major reason for landing in this location, John. It's to get us a better map of the water on Mars. And of course, you know, once again, if they get to the pitted cone, that'll help answer that question too, because they will see, we'll find out if some of those volcanic-looking cones are actually mud volcanoes related to water.
All right, now we have another image from the Chinese about what looks to be the platform. That's not Zhurong itself. That's the platform.
No. No, they were a few days after Americans located Zhurong, the Chinese released a whole bunch of new images, four different images taken by Zhurong. One went of a panorama, another of both the rover and lander taken by a mini camera that they dropped from the rover as it started to rove away, and then a picture of some interesting nearby boulders, and then finally a picture taken by the rover looking past the lander looking north. That's the picture you see on Behind the Black, though there's links to all the others as well. And what's interesting about that picture, for one, it's a nice picture, and it also tells us where this rover has gone since it rolled down. It basically rolled to the east as it came off the lander, then it turned to the to the south, went a few feet, and then it went back to the west so it could sit next to the lander and take a picture north towards that pitted cone and the nearest large crater. Now, where they're going to go from here, we still don't know. That nearest crater is about 1,600 feet away. It's on the very outside edge of Zhurong's range for its nominal three-month mission. We'll have to see where they end up taking it. Once again, this could end up only lasting 3 months, or it could end up doing like Spirit and Opportunity and U2 on the Moon, lasting years.
On to Perseverance, because you have an adjustment of your assumption of its travel plans. Ingenuity is still scouting ahead.
Yes. Yes, well, this past week, the Perseverance Science team posted a new map showing where they intend to take Perseverance over the coming months. This is basically what they're calling their first science campaign. And they're basically moving south, as they said before, but they've changed the route slightly, and they have several options. But the route, as they go south, they're going to make their first drilling point. And once again, Ingenuity will scout ahead of them as they go. Once they've gone south a certain distance, they're going to turn around, go return the way they came, and then work their way around the crater to finally get to the delta that flowed out of a gap in the rim that's their primary target. So this is, at least we have an idea now where to expect them to go, and over the next few months, you know, they will travel approximately this route. It'll change as they go, John. This is just how these things work. You know, I'll give you an idea. Curiosity right now appears to be heading directly right into that giant canyon that I pointed out in an earlier post on Behind the Black. And they were originally not going to go into that canyon. They were going to go around behind the mountain and enter the canyon higher up. But right now it looks like they're going to head right into the canyon, and that's going to be quite spectacular. And so, you know, these plans can change day to day as they do their research.
Venus is the new. Very hot story. Why, Bob? Why is everybody Venus now?
Oh, it's, you know, a competition. Because there's a boom now in space exploration on all 11 levels, Venus is now suddenly becoming a hot topic to go back to. It's been 30 years since anyone's really been there. There's been missions, 30 years since the United States has been there. Europe has had an orbiter. Japan has had an orbiter in recent years. But it's just now, you know, everyone wants to get in on everything. So the U.S. announced, NASA announced two missions to Venus, orbiters that are going to go on in the next decade. And so now Europe has announced it's going to fly a mission to Venus to study its volcanoes. And that's important because we have indications that there are active volcanoes still on Venus. And Venus is a planet of a million volcanoes. It doesn't have plate tectonics like the Earth. Instead, it has lots and lots of volcanoes everywhere. And there is indications from early orbiters that some of those volcanoes are still active. And so this mission, it's called Envision, is going to be focused specifically on trying to get data on whether those volcanoes are active, John. And that's going to be pretty exciting. It'll be a few years since it launches, but right now that's the plan. Three different missions. They're all complementary of each other, by the way. And by the way, there are other private missions being planned as well.
Underground water on Mars in the equatorial regions. The significance, Bob, we have a few seconds.
Just a few seconds. I took a great picture. There's a great picture from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter of very strange cracked terrain on Mars and near the equator. And it's in an area near Valles Marineris. It suggests the past catastrophic floods and the possibility there might be ice underground there. We don't know, but that's what it suggests.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Zhurong is moving soon enough. Perseverance is healthy. Curiosity's healthy. The orbiters are healthy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.